Listeners, for an extended period of time, the Kristaps Porzingis trade in a 2019 NBA draft lottery, as the New York Knicks fans and all New York Knicks fans hope our team was on the cusp of a franchise-saving offseason. We dreamed of a big three of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Zion Williamson, which was entirely possible as long as a few ping pong balls landed in the right place and the Knicks brain trust can put together a strong free agency plan. Rather than play for the Knicks, Durant and Kyrie Irving, along with DeAndre Jordan, they're going to be suiting up just a few miles away at the Barclays Center for the Brooklyn Nets. Can anything ever go right for this franchise? This franchise is truly cursed. And as much as I'm unhappy to say it, but I gotta do it for you, let's get the damn show started.
Listen, when Lloyd A. Thompson and Mad Mike grab mics, it's real sports, real talk, on the field or on the court. If it happened in New York, it's covered like a blanket, dog. Interviews are ill, simply up close and personal. Batter up, Lloyd's batting first, set the tone. Mike's either at the stadium or the garden on the phone. Here we go, Giants are Jets, Yankees are Mets, Knicks are Nets. This is only an intro, the show is next.
A-O-B! And please pardon my fresh as we bring you all new episode of the Lloyd A. Thompson and Mad Mike Sports Talk Show. Listeners, today is Monday, July 1st, 2019, and this show airs every Monday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, TuneIn, Google Play, Pocket Cast. So be sure to hit that subscribe button so you won't miss a damn thing, and you can catch previous tapings of the show. Listeners, also, if you got any questions that you'd like for me and the Mad Mike to answer, you can always shoot them through email to lloyd@partmyfresh.com, or you're directly to the website, L-L-O-Y-D. We're also on social media, Lloyd A. Thompson, one word, Instagram, Lloyd A. Thompson, one word, Twitter. Be sure to follow. Listeners, oh boy, what a rough go as a Knicks fan. As the free agency, NBA free agency has started, there were some signings, and unfortunately the players that Knicks fans were hoping for and the Knicks franchise was hoping for, they're playing in New York, just not for the New York Knicks, as they chose to play for the Brooklyn Nets. We're going to touch up on that, and hopefully we'll get to talk some baseball and some other sports-related topics, but most likely the majority of the show is going to be talked about NBA free agency, as it's been a frenzy as a bunch of players have signed with teams. So as always, listeners, buckle up, sit back and relax, and start spreading the news. Hey, yo! Let's get it!
How sweet it is. It's Monday. That means the Lloyd A. Thompson and Mad Mike Sports Show is back. Let's go.
As always, we got to find out where the Mad Mike is and where he's calling from. Yo, Mad Mike, where you at today, baby?
Lloyd, I can't even tell you where I am because I'm walking with a paper bag over my face. You know, I'm lying to you, man. I don't think it's all that bad. I'm in New York, and I hear all the giddy-ass Brooklyn Net fans, my brother being one of them. But it ain't all bad, man. I think it's embarrassing to be in New York today, walking down these New York streets with all these Brooklyn Nets gear that you all of a sudden see. But we'll be all right.
Listen, man, Mike, you know, this was supposed to be a celebratory episode, as this is our 100th episode of the Lloyd A. Thompson and Mad Mike Sports Talk Show. Just seemed like yesterday, man, we got this thing going, and we've been pumping our episodes since June of 2017, and here we are, you know, in July of 2019, man. So it's quite an accomplishment, man, and I really want to thank you and the listeners, you know, for sticking on this ride, man. Really appreciative to you and to the listeners, man. But, you know, hopefully we can get this celebratory episode out the way, maybe with our 101st episode, but we just couldn't do that until we talked about all this NBA nonsense that has been going on, man, Mike. And one of the most exciting times of the NBA season has finally arrived. Free agency has finally begun as of yesterday at 6 p.m. Players now, man, Mike, players won't be able to officially sign contracts until July 6th, all right? When the moratorium period is ended, but they can agree to deals with teams in the meantime, all right? And this year's free agency, Mad Mike, is shaping up to be one of the biggest and most eventful in such a long time. Several marquee free agents have already departed from their current teams, including two-time finals MVP Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, who are taking their talents to the Brooklyn Nets. All right? The summer's biggest prize, Kawhi Leonard, is reportedly, Mad Mike, set to meet with the Clippers, Lakers, and Raptors. Not to mention, there'll be a skew of second-tier free agent stars who'll be intensely in pursuit of, including established veteran names such as Klay Thompson, who we're all expecting to re-sign with Golden State, and Jimmy Butler, who I'm hearing has a whole lot of interest in the Miami Heat, all right? And there's already been several big-name free agents committing to deals with teams on Sunday, Mad Mike. And I just want to run down a few of the names of the players who've done so. And obviously, as always, you can chime in, agree or disagree, if it's a good deal, was it a surprise to you, or whatever the case may be. You got anything to say before we get this crack-a-lacking, Mad Mike?
I thought Kawhi agreed to meet with the Knicks. Did I miss him?
Listen, at one point I heard, Mad Mike, that him and Durant thought about forming a tandem in New York, and then that was as of Saturday, and then I even saw that a little bit on Sunday morning that they were talking about, and then bam, in the blink of an eye, I'm getting text messages from people saying, oh man, Kyrie is signing with the Nets, and KD is signing with the Nets, and before you know it, Kyrie, KD, and DeAndre Jordan signed with the Nets. So listen, it wasn't no surprise. Maybe it was more of a disappointment than a surprise to me, because this is why I get fooled and bamboozled by media, man, Mike. The whole time, it's a done deal. I'm hearing from sources that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are signing with the Knicks. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's a damn done deal. And look what happens.
I love your Stephen A. impression, because I just laugh at him, because he's the one that's over here telling everybody that it was a done deal. My sources say they're coming to the New York Knicks, 95% done, blah, 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 blah. And now he's the one killing the New York Knicks now for not getting it done. And in my head, I'm saying, you're the one that told the New York fans, you're the one that riled us up. You're the one that told us this was going to happen. So how come you're not going crazy on them for misleading you? How come you're not going crazy on them for the fact that Kyrie, his dad said, Kyrie's dad, listen, hear me again, Kyrie's father blamed the New York media, New York Knicks media, and New York fan base for this. Yes, he did. He said, we heard all of your comments saying you didn't want my son unless he brought Kevin Durant. So what did he do? He took his son, went to Brooklyn, and took Kevin Durant with him. Pay attention to that, listeners, because Stephen A. Smith, you're part of that media, and you're part of that negative tone that is set here. Until you, I don't care what you tell me, Lloyd. I don't care. Until everybody gets on board, and we have people like Frank Isola stopping the nonsense, because their feelings are hurt by Jim Dolan. This is never going to change.
Now they're asking for Dolan to sell a team, which they've been asking for Dolan to sell a team for the longest time. And
you know what, Dolan pisses on all their heads. You guys want us to win, but you guys are the one that are writing all the negative stories. If you want us to win, stop with you know, making everything around here negative. Start writing about how this is the first black, all black front office, and how successful they've been, and how positive they've been, and start writing about their vision. How about that for once? Instead, you talk about how this front office is still lost. And you talk about how this coach, the perception of him is not, he's not as good as the perception. All these things, man, that's what I'm saying. You got to pay attention to everything. See everybody for the clowns they are. It's like the New York Jets. This is exactly what they want. They want it to be a circus. There's more money in writing negativity in this place than there is anything else. Negativity in New York sells. I don't know how many more times we need to see that. We need more proof of that.
Well, while the Nets seemingly hit a home run in free agency, I necessarily think it's a bunt. Maybe Mad Mike think it's a double or a triple, but Mad Mike has some breaking news for you listeners. If you don't already know, the Knicks did sign a free agent. Mad Mike, you want to break that to the listeners who the Knicks actually signed?
The Knicks made a move that I was actually advocating for. They signed Julius Randle, 3 years, $63 million, $21 million a pop. We could say whatever we want about the fact that the Knicks overpaid for him. No, they didn't. The New York Knicks got a better Noah Vonleh. And this kid is only 24 years old, still has a lot of star potential in him, man. And I'd said it before, if the Knicks are going to strike out in free agency, with the max guys, and they have to spend the money, but I wanted to see them spend the money on young, up-and-coming talent still. If it's me, I know D'Angelo Russell, I think, is reportedly signing or wants to sign with the Timberwolves after they create some space. And to me personally, because of his relationship with Kat, and to me, that's who I wanted. I said, you know what, sign D'Angelo Russell at 23 years old to be a point guard after what he did in Brooklyn, especially after Brooklyn decided to go another direction with him. You know he's going to bring you everything he's got, especially in the New York Knicks. And you bring in Julius Randle, 23 years old, 24 years old. What are they going to run you with their salary spots? About $50 million, slightly less than that. And then you still have another $30 million to play with, Lloyd. Still have another $30 million to play with. And there's guys out there. There were guys out there that can help you. Kelly Oubre Jr. And sticking with the youth, right? I mean, there's some guys that are out there. And I don't know, man. Here's my fear, Lloyd. And you can agree with me, disagree with me. My fear is with Scott Perry. When Scott Perry started calling the shots in Sacramento, he decided to go with a lot of veterans to develop the young core. And it blew up in their face. And I don't want him to do that here. We know for a fact, we've seen it. Veterans suffocate the development of the youth. We saw it here 2 years ago when Jeff Hornacek refused to give younger players time over veterans. If you go and start signing veterans, teach players. No, that's what the coaching staff is here for, to develop and teach players. You didn't see the Nets go overstack the roster with veterans while they were trying to develop their youth. Just develop the youth. Take the losses. You still have your draft picks. But that's also the only thing that scares me.
There was also reports that the Knicks are going to release Lance Thomas.
It's done. They did already.
Oh, they released him? Okay.
Yeah, it's done.
All right. Not for nothing, but just saying makes sense, man, Mike. If you're going to strike out on the big top guys or the big top dogs, you know, bringing in young guys, you know, Julius Randle at 24, you know, maybe go after D'Angelo Russell, although I haven't heard anything about D'Angelo Russell and the Knicks at all. You know, at one point, like I said,
look, there's Jeremy Lamb.
I think he signed with somebody, man, Mike.
Jeremy Lamb?
Yeah, I think he signed.
Did I miss
somebody.
That?
I have it on the list that we're going to go through with the free agents, but I think he signed with somebody. You know. So look,
Curry.
We all agreed that this, you know, that we wanted the Knicks to stay young or keep their youth, and that's what they did. So if this is the direction we're going in, man, Mike, my expectations aren't high, and I just want to see this team grow. I'm perfectly okay with them being in the lottery next year's draft, if that's the direction that this team is going in. But again, this further goes with my point, man, Mike, about all these players forming super teams and NBA still having this stupid lottery system. If a team wants to tank, so the hell what? So what? What difference does it make? You're letting, how hypocritical is this, man, Mike? You're okay with multiple stars signing on the same team and teams having three or four of the best players in the entire world on one team, but you're not okay with a team tanking?
Well, we know what the lottery is not meant for. This is not meant for to prevent tanking. This is to prevent, This is to prevent them from being, from certain franchises from being meaningless, especially in locations where the NBA wants to succeed so badly, as in New Orleans and Memphis. And if you weren't paying attention, the New Orleans Pelicans are a team that relocated to New Orleans, correct? The Memphis Grizzlies are a team that relocated to Memphis. So this is what the lottery is used for, to make those teams relevant, really. And how did it work? How has it worked so far? I mean,
absolutely has worked in exactly the way you say, because New Orleans Pelicans are a relevant franchise right now.
And it's
that's why I'm saying it's a great point. It all started with them getting a number one pick. All the dominoes fell in their favor once they got that number one pick, man, Mike.
Yep. And then what do you, like I said before, and then if you're the NBA, and I ranted on this exact thing right after the lottery, after the ping pong, and then what do? Go and you give the Lakers the number four pick. Why? Because now all of a sudden you can give more picks and more players to the Pelicans and their rebuild. And the Lakers, you can't have the Lakers, you know, they're just the face of the NBA, really. When the Lakers stink, it's not just that they suck on the court. It's they become a running joke. Their front office, like I said before, their front office has conducted themselves worse than the New York Knicks front office. You know, and for some reason, everybody wants to clown the New York Knicks.
Well, look, I mean, what's done is done. Bickering and moaning about it, and I want to use the other curse word, but, you know, I'm going to refrain from it. They just have to move forward, whatever plan B was, or whatever plan B is, and they seem to be doing that. But, all right, so here we go, man, Mike. So Tobias Harris, he's agreed to a $180 million deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. And the 76ers had two huge priorities in free agency in Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. And Harris agreed on a 5-year, $180 million contract to return to the Sixers, man, Mike. I thought he was one of the free agents that would end up in Philly. There was talks of him going, you know, maybe the Knicks going after him if, you know, nobody signed him. But, you know, he's remaining in Philly for $180 million. And I mean, all these players are getting, you know, ridiculous amount of money, but he's staying in Philly. Then you have Rubio, man, Mike, who's joining the Phoenix Suns. All right. He has a new home after he was traded, after the Utah Jazz traded for Mike Conley. You know, so according to, you know, reports, Rubio has agreed to a 3-year, $51 million contract to be a Phoenix Sun next year. So Tobias Harris is staying in Philly. Ricky Rubio is joining the Suns. Thoughts?
I like the Ricky Rubio move. Phoenix needed a point guard badly, and after not landing one in the draft, you knew they were going to be a major player for somebody at the position. And I thought it was a really, really, really good move. $180 million, 5 years for a guy that we thought laid an egg in the playoffs sound like a lot of money to me. But if you're thinking that Jimmy Butler choked the hell out of that roster, this is a move that might be able to work, man, with just three stars instead of four. And if you look at him in the mold of a 5-year, 180 type guy, then you know what? This is a good deal.
All right, so now the Pacers continued to bolster their roster. They added Jeremy Lamb, man, Mike. So Lamb agreed to a three-year, $31.5 million contract with the Indiana Pacers. So that's where Jeremy Lamb is going. And then you had the Milwaukee Bucks. Indiana.
Well, the Pacers also traded for Malcolm Brogdon. Don't leave that out. Yeah, they added Lamb and Brogdon.
Yeah, they did a sign and trade to send Malcolm Brogdon to the Pacers, and they'll pay him $85 million over the next 4 years. So Brogdon and Jeremy Lamb to the Pacers. And you like to think that, you know, the Pacers, you know, they're a better basketball team with these two deals, man, Mike. And then you have Kristaps Porzingis. He signed the max deal with the Dallas Mavericks.
Lloyd, is there anybody that you have less respect for? Kristaps Porzingis lying and saying that he wasn't going to, even after being traded to Dallas, saying it wasn't about the money, I'm not going to sign. I'm going to play on my restricted or qualifying offer. This guy is so full of crap, man. Like, I hope his first game back, he blows out his ACL again. I just do. So full of crap.
Yeah, he signed a 5-year, $158 million max deal with the Mavericks, who traded for the big man for the Knicks before the season's deadline. So, listen, if you see how Mad Mike feels about that deal, now Al-Farouq Aminu agreed to a 3-year, $29 million deal with the Orlando Magic as he's leaving the Portland Trail Blazers, Mad Mike.
This is another deal I don't get for either team. Orlando's nowhere close to be taking a chance on a guy like this. And when I say chance, I mean, like he's better than Lance Stephenson, right? But it's like the Knicks keeping or going 3 years with Lance Stephenson. You're not there yet. You know what I mean? Last year, you're not even in the AFC conversation at the moment. It just doesn't make sense to me. And for him, why are you, like, what are you doing? You find a home and somewhere where you actually fit in. And I guess sometimes the money's too much to, turn down. But, you know, that's why I'm so sick of this, man. It's like, if you're him, yeah, how do you turn down $10 million a year, basically? But it's like, come on, man. Don't you guys care about building stuff and being the best player you could be and winning? Like, constantly switching systems and going to new places. I don't know. Maybe Portland didn't have the money. Or like I said before, maybe they just couldn't match 3 years at 29. Maybe they could only go 3 years, 24, and who knows? It just doesn't make sense to me.
So despite a lot of outside interest, man, Mike, Terrence Ross isn't going anywhere. The veteran guard, he signed a 4-year, $54 million deal to remain in Orlando with the Orlando Magic.
It's another one, man. It's like, if you're signing for Rico Mino, Lloyd, help me out here. Help me out here. Like, what are you doing? I've already heard people tell me that literally had people close to the situation tell me that Mo Bamba needs to be traded, that they're not doing everything they can to help him with his development. They just re-signed Vujicic. It's like, and now you're putting Farouq Aminu into the rotation with them. You're keeping a veteran shooting guard in Terrence Ross that you probably don't need when you should be over out here, you know, trying to develop some other guys. And don't they have, what's the kid that should have won the dunk contest? I'm drawing a blank right now. Yeah. The power forward, yeah. Aaron Gordon.
Gordon.
Like, what are you doing? You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. How do bad teams stay bad? They have no direct. First of all, if you have no direction in the draft, you're going to stay bad. But even if we're me and you are going to have this conversation and say, all right, well, Bamba can play the 4, Vujicic can play the 5, and Gordon can play the 3. Why are you making decisions in free agency to bring in guys that need actual time for you to feel their impact? Farouq Aminu is not a guy that's going to come in his 15 minutes, especially at $10 million per. In 15 minutes, he's going to make a difference. He's a guy that's got to be on the court to do all the little things. He's a guy that's got to be on the court to play defense. So you can, you know who he is? He's Frank Ntilikina in a way. Not as a player, but he's Frank, where we're like,
yeah.
he has to be on the court, actually getting minutes, constant minutes, for you to feel the impact. And for him to get the minutes to feel the impact, these other guys got to come off. So, once again, where is Bamba? This is, I don't know, man. I don't get it. Whatever. Anyway, I spent way too much time talking about Al-Farouq Aminu.
So, here we go. So, former NBA MVP, man, Mike, Derrick Rose has found a new NBA home, and he was signed a two-year deal with the Detroit Pistons around for $15 million. So now the Pistons have Derrick Rose, they have Reggie Jackson, Ish Smith, Langston Galloway. It's a crowded backcourt, man, Mike.
Listen, this just takes me to the same exact place I just went, and it just doesn't make sense to me what you're doing. There's such thing as having too much, man. You're overcrowding your like you just said, it's an overcrowded backcourt. I don't know what else to say about it. Derrick Rose is a smart man because his Adidas deal doesn't void if he keeps getting deals. So keep signing these 1 and 2 year deals, and he's making more money. What was his Adidas deal? Like $100 million.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Think about it.
He did play well. He played well in Minnesota, man, Mike.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying, like, well, you are right. They have a crowded backcourt. I don't necessarily know if Reggie Jackson and Derrick Rose is a good fit in the backcourt together.
No, but at the same time, so now you have a shoot first point guard starting, and you're going to have a shoot first point guard coming off the bench, regardless of which way you want to rotate it, Reggie Jackson or him. It just does. None of it makes sense to me. None of this makes sense to me. None. I don't. And once again, we're not talking about tier free agents or top level teams. We're talking about middling AFC. This is why I'm not mad at the Knicks. Keep building. Suck him, because all these teams are going to stink 2-3 years from now. All of them.
So now,
and that goes for the Nets.
J.J. Redick days with the Philadelphia 76ers are numbered. The veteran sharpshooter, he'll sign a two-year deal with the New Orleans Pelicans for $26.5 million. J.J. Redick leaving the Sixers to go to the Pelicans. And then the Milwaukee Bucks are bringing back Middleton. Chris Middleton is their second-best player. And he's re-upped with the Bucks for 5 years and $178 million, with the last year being a player option. And Middleton went to his first All-Star game last year, Mad Mike. He averaged 18.3 points, 6 rebounds, and 4.3 assists per game. Some people thought he was going to be on the move, but it seems like Milwaukee's trying to keep that core together, Mad Mike.
Once again, I mean, if Tobias Harris again at 5-180, you knew Chris Middleton was going to get the same deal. It's just that's going great. I guess, you know, if you're Milwaukee and you've stunk for so long, you do want to keep it together. I personally don't. I try, and I've said this before to you on the show, I try not to link contract and player anymore, because the contract and the player is so outrageous. I mean, Ken Bazemore makes $19 million a year. So Tim Hardaway Jr. makes 17 and change a year. Like, these are just average players. So, but Chris Middleton is a very good player. The first time he got paid, we were all shocked. So I don't know why we would be shocked now.
All right, so now I want to get your thoughts on this, because I'm hearing reports that the Golden State Warriors might be trying to do a sign and trade with D'Angelo Russell.
Really?
D'Angelo Russell could be acquired by the Warriors in a sign and trade with the Nets. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, Russell was named to his first All-Star squad last season. He had a breakthrough campaign, and to me, he was the main reason why, one of the main reasons why, the Nets made the playoffs and had the season that they had. He averaged 21.1 points and 7 assists per game.
It's going to be interesting to see.
I mean, there were some players that signed with some teams that, you know, that was surprising, and some players that signed with some teams that you knew was going to be a given. And here's another one I want to get your thoughts on, Mad Mike. Because we all know that the Knicks have struck out with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And they signed Julius Randle. But I'm hearing that they're setting their sights on free agent guard Reggie Bullock.
Oh, God.
And Bullock was acquired by the Lakers in a midseason trade from the Pistons. He averaged 9.3 points in 19 games, and he has 16 starts. So there's reports.
This is what I'm telling you. Why are your sights set on a guy who averaged 9 points a game? Why are your sights set on anybody that is, yo, if you sign Reggie Bullock, who averaged 9 points a game, who is he taking minutes away from as shooting guard? Who? You tell me right now, Lori, because I'm about to lose my
R.J. Barrett.
So why is that the guy you make the move and you take minutes away from R.J. Barrett if you're bringing in Kyrie, Kawhi, Kevin Durant? You don't take minutes away from him for Reggie Bullock? Come on, man. This is what I was just telling you about Steve Perry. This is the exact thing I was... Scott Perry and Steve Mills, rather. This is, you know what? Never mind.
I didn't mean to kill your move, brother, but that's, you know, I got reports on that.
That's what I'm telling you. Like I said before, my plan would have been something to the likes of, I'm going D'Angelo Russell, I'm going Julius Randle, I'm going all the guys that are coming off rookie deals that you believe in, like that you absolutely 110% believe are still ascending, that have already proven that they're worth a second deal. That's what I would have gone. D'Angelo Russell, you over here, you just finished telling me Golden State Warriors, I believe it was. I'm blown away by that move, but if they can make it work, that tells me that Minnesota's having trouble trading away the contracts they need to trade to get to open up space for him. And the Knicks, you don't have to open up space. If you're the Knicks, you have the money. Pay the man. Julius Randle and D'Angelo Russell are not bad options. They're not bad consolation prizes. If you're considering the age of this roster and where you want to go, D'Angelo Russell and Julius Randle are not going to stop the development of other players. They're going to help and grow with that team. Think about that for a second. That's what's going to happen. You got D'Angelo's 23 years old. You signed him to a 4-year deal. Talking about this kid is 27. At the same time, you know, Frank's 21. RJ's going to be 19. Dennis Smith Jr. is 21. Go down the line. What's Alonzo Trier? Alonzo Trier is the older one. Mitchell Robinson, 20 years old. Like, you're talking about a team that in 4 years, when everything is fully developed, your oldest players are going to be 27. In their prime. And if they become anything like the number 2 and 7 and 5 and 3 picks that they were, then man, where are the Knicks? The Knicks are in a special place. Don't give me the Reggie Bullock BS, man. I don't want to hear it.
Sorry, man, Mike, but had to break it. Had to release that to the listeners. And it's reported that the Celtics are attempting to sign Al Horford.
He's done there, man. Let's be honest. He's done.
So Rudy Gay.
He ain't going there.
Rudy Gay resigned with the Spurs. I'm sorry, listeners. Rudy Gay resigns with the Spurs on a 2-year deal. And listen, Rudy Gay may no longer be in his prime, but he proved to be an instrumental piece to the Spurs as a role player last season, man, Mike. And he's resigning on a 2-year, $32 million deal. And he's 33 years old. He averaged 13.7 points. 6.8 rebounds and a career high 50% from the field and 40% from beyond the arc last season. So actually, I like that. You know, I've always thought Rudy Gay was a solid basketball player. And he just fits to what San Antonio is doing. So listeners, we're going to...
Yeah, but is he a winning basketball player?
No, he's not. But you see where San Antonio is at this point, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, with everything going on in the Western Conference, you know, they're not the big bad San Antonio Spurs no more. I can easily see them not even making the playoffs this season, man, Mike.
Yeah, me too.
You know, which I mean, at some point that was on the verge of happening, right? Tim Duncan.
Well, this is how
Walker goes. Kawhi Leonard.
How important players are. This is how important having not just stars, but listen, the league is full of stars, but they're not. It's not full of superstars. Superstars win. Stars get paid. DeMar DeRozan is a star. LaMarcus Aldridge are stars. They're not winning players, per se. Kawhi Leonard is a superstar. He is a winning player. There's a big difference in what teams have, the successful teams have. And the one thing I will tell you that I think is dangerous, and I know that it's going to sound salty, but if anything, the Lakers showed you last year, having a superstar like LeBron James, it doesn't necessarily translate all the time. You have to have a deep roster. So, you know, at times, listen, I don't know, man. You threw me off with Reggie Bullock.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. But listeners, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, there's still some more free agent signings that we have to run past you and we have to discuss. So we'll be right back with more of the Lloyd A. Thompson and Mad Mike Sports Talk Show. Welcome back to the Lloyd A. Thompson and Mad Mike Sports Talk Show. Listeners, we're continuing with the theme of NBA free agency. As this is turning into an NBA free agency show, as me and the Mad Mike have broken down some of the free agents, the NBA free agents that have signed with some teams. We still have some more to run past you to keep you up to date on what's going on, the frenzy that's going on in NBA right now, fast and furious. Terry Rozier, man, Mike, looks like his days in Boston are done. There's reports that he plans on signing with the Charlotte Hornets for a three-year, $58 million deal and a sign and trade for both teams. All right, and the Celtics are going to get Kemba Walker, who's going to sign a four-year, $140 million deal with the Celtics. So I
like that deal for them.
What happened?
I said I like Kemba Walker. Reminds me of he's a better player, but
here's
Kemba
the thing
Walker
that Mike,
in Boston reminds
why,
me of Isaiah
I
Thomas.
Mean, look, Kemba Walker is you know he's from the New York area, right? Why did the Knicks? I mean, was he completely against playing for the Knicks? Why did the Knicks kick tires on Kemba after they lost out on Kyrie?
Because he's 29 years old and he couldn't do it alone in Charlotte. This is why I'm not mad at them. He couldn't do it alone in Charlotte. And if that's the case, then why would you give him all that money to do it alone here? But we just had, I just said, mentioned the stars were superstars. I'm not saying Kemba's not a winner, but at the same time, he's already shown that he needs more help. And Kemba, Julius Randle, and another player is not enough. And like I said, D'Angelo Russell makes sense because he's only 23, where Kemba's 29. At the end of his 4 years, he's going to be 33. We just saw what happens to 33-year-old superstars with Carmelo Anthony. That's why I'm not mad at them. To me, there was only three guys: Kawhi, Kyrie, and KD. KD and any because KD is going to make you a winner instantly. Kyrie because he's 27 years old, and Kawhi because he's going to make you a winner instantly. Outside of that, I wasn't spending any kind of money for any of these guys, and I don't blame them.
All right, now here you go. You're going to get a kick out of this one because he may not be a star, but Dewayne Dedmon is getting paid by the Sacramento Kings, man, Mike. He signed the three-year, $40 million deal with the Kings after spending the past two seasons with the Atlanta Hawks. Who the hell is that?
Dwayne Dedmon. He's a lunch pail guy. He's a lunch pail guy.
I mean, pail guy.
$13.5 million a year for a lunch pail guy.
Wow.
But you want to know why? You want to know why Sacramento is still bad? I mean, there you go.
Yeah,
but you know what? Not for nothing. Another guy that I would look at if I'm the Knicks, Willie Cauley-Stein. Another guy that they were linked to in the draft. They did a lot of work. Here's another 23-year-old who was ascending. And we just have a conversation about teams that make no sense. This is another team that makes no sense. the Kings. You signed Dwayne Dedman to 3 years, $40 million. And this guy, Willie Cauley Stein, that you've just spent time, probably not enough time developing, but he just walks out the door, man. And to me, that's another guy the Knicks should look at. Why? You're going to say, man, Mike, why? Because they already have a logjam. They signed a power forward in Julius Randle. They already have Mitchell Robinson. Why? Because he's another guy that plays the same style as Mitchell Robinson, and you don't have to change the game when he comes in. He does a lot of the same exact things, and he's young too. 23 years old, 24 years old. Keep building around these guys.
All right, so now Brook Lopez turned into a three-point shooter machine for the Milwaukee Bucks last season, and that earned himself a nice payday in the process, man, Mike. All right, and there's reports that Lopez is expected to agree on a four-year, $52 million deal to stay in Milwaukee. All right, now let's talk about a former Knick, Enes Kanter, who seems to be drawing interest from the Celtics and Blazers. And he had quite a playoff run with the Trailblazers after signing there late last season. And he may end up returning to the Pacers. The Blazers. Listeners, not the Pacers, the Blazers. And which I think is the best move for him to do is to go back to Portland. But apparently he's drawing interest from the Celtics, who need to beef up their front court. And especially if Al Horford goes. So we'll see. And then there's also reports that the Nets and Hornets are talking about a three-team trade. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's reports of D'Angelo Russell and Minnesota having interest in each other. You know, Valanciunas.
Yes.
Valanciunas. He's going to stay with the Grizzlies. 3 year, $45 million deal. He was traded from the Raptors to Toronto with CJ Miles and DeLon White and a 2024 second round pick in exchange for Marc Gasol, who's an NBA champion.
Ain't Delian White also a free agent?
Huh?
Ain't White also a free agent?
Yeah. Yep. And then there's reports that DeMarcus Cousins is open to returning to Sacramento, man, Mike. Then you have Nikola Vucevic. He agreed to a four-year, $100 million deal to stay in Orlando. And he's coming off his best season, in my opinion, man, Mike. He helped the Magic return to the playoffs, and he's expected to be, you know, an important part to what they're trying to do. And then you have the Lakers, who there's reports that have reached out to Patrick Beverley and Seth Curry. As they were hoping for first round, man, Mike, to go along with Davis and LeBron James, where the hell are they getting all this money from?
They have $32 million. They traded some contracts away prior to the weekend starting.
But if you sign another max player, that takes about, what, $27 million of that $32
million? Oh, they have no money left. Listen, they have no money left. But here's why I've been knocking LeBron James, because LeBron James always wants to play with two other superstars and then just fill in the blanks of nothing but bogus $1.5 million players around him. And then you want to know why the Cavs are so bad when he left both times. Because there's nothing but trash and no money. And this is why I said I don't understand what Anthony Davis was looking at, because look at Kevin. Kevin, help me out here. He's so irrelevant now that I can't remember his name. Power forward.
What team?
For Cleveland.
Oh, Kevin Love.
Kevin Love, boom. I was going to call him Kevin Long, ex-Yankee hitting coach. Kevin Love. And that's what Anthony Davis, in my opinion, is going to be. He's better than Kevin Love. He's more. He's healthier, not by much, but he's healthier than Kevin Love. But, I mean, what is he going to do? Where is he going to find money? Whoever this next superstar they sign is, and that's why they want it to be Kawhi, because They're going to need a really good third wheel right now to convince Anthony Davis to stay. I mean, if you're Anthony Davis, why would you stay? LeBron James for 2 more years?
Yeah, I also want to add that Jimmy Butler supposed to be talking to the Houston Rockets as well.
Yeah, I think Butler has already told Philly it's going to be between Miami or Houston, and apparently Houston has already found a trade partner for Clint Capella. As long as Jimmy chooses them, they'll make the move. So Capella will be on the move if Jimmy Butler chooses the Houston Rockets. Now, I want to talk to you about this anyway. If you're the Houston Rockets and you're committed to James Harden, why would you bring in Jimmy Butler? And hear me out for a second.
I was going to say that didn't make sense to me.
Here's why I say that. Jimmy Butler has the same exact attitude that Chris Paul has. The same exact bulldog mentality. When he doesn't like something, he's going to speak up, and he doesn't care if you're the superstar, entitled, you know, who feels entitled to whatever it is. This is facts, right? So this, to me, if you bring in a Jimmy Butler, what that's telling me is committing Paul's way of doing things. And then the guy that's going to be squeezed out in a locker room is going to be James Harden. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I'm not a... Yeah. I you know, who knows, man? Everybody's all about star power, right? That's what's all
I understand
about.
Why. I understand it, you know, because if you're them, you're looking at it and saying, hey, man, like my man Mike just said, if I sign Jimmy Butler and trade Clint Capella, I could always make a move for Willie Cauley-Stein. Why wouldn't Willie Cauley-Stein, who would fit amazing in Mike D'Antoni's offense, come here to play with 3 superstars? He does the same exact things that Clint Capella does, so I can get him at $40 million instead of $85 million, and we could make this work. And now I still have 3 superstars to match with the Lakers. I have 3 superstars to match with the Golden State Warriors. I have 3 superstars to match with the Brooklyn Nets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I get it. But once again, for me, if you have a locker room that's in shambles right now because of the mentality of Chris Paul versus James Harden, I don't. You have to pick and choose right now. Who do I want to live with more? Do I want James Harden, or do I want Chris Paul?
All right, now
Jimmy Butler, you know, kind of gives Chris Paul back his power.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good fit, and I don't think, like you said, I don't think it's a great move. But we'll see what happens. So moving on to Kevon Looney, man, Mike, who made a real name for himself in the playoffs. You know, in his play along, you know, with his play and his toughness, and I think that should earn him a decent payday. He's getting interest from the Warriors, and he's also having interest from the Houston Rockets as well. So we'll see what happens with that. So, listeners, that's what's going on thus far in free agency. Listen, a lot of moves were made. Man, Mike, a lot of moves were made, listeners, before I move on to my next story. Man, Mike, what in the hell ever happened to players meeting with teams and sitting down and talking to them?
I was going to go there too with you. Hey, you wanted to talk to me about tampering? How much more proof do you need that there's tampering going on when these players are announcing at a minute after 6 where they're going? We see it in the NFL too, man. I mean, all sports, like, MLB is the only sport that is crazy, right? Baseball, the only sport that nobody really cares about their offseason is the sport that, you know, is doing everything they can to limit tampering. You tell me how. I'm reading at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that D'Angelo Russell. Well, yeah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we knew Russell fully intended to do what he could to sign with the Minnesota Timberwolves. We knew by 3 p.m. that KD, Kyrie, and Jordan were all going to the Nets. We knew for 3 days that Kemba Walker was going to be a Celtic. We knew, like, what is going on, man? Free agency opened when?
Yeah. It was supposed to start Sunday at 6 p.m.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Sunday, 3 p.m., Saturday at this time, Thursday at this time, I'm already hearing all this. It's craziness. It's like, okay, well, if free agency starts at this time, then any team that had a conversation with a player, that's tampering. That's tampering, correct?
You're absolutely right. I don't know, man. I'm just beside myself. And, you know, like I said, in my mind, I was like, I'm not going to fall into this. Not going to fall into it. And then I fell into it, man, Mike, and the whole time I'm trying to explain to people why the Knicks are going to get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and why it made all the sense in the world. Meanwhile, the Nets came in and a swoop. And
I knew it all changed, Lord. It all changed when it two changes. When the league rigged the draft to give the Pelicans, Grizzlies 1 and 2 and the Lakers 4, I knew that we were in trouble then. And then when KD blew out his Achilles tendon, I knew we were in trouble.
But see, my whole thing, man, Mike, is I'm thinking maybe these dudes never had any intentions on coming here.
Probably not. I mean, probably not. But at the same time, I maybe not. You're 100% correct. Maybe not.
You know, obviously, I'm just like, yo, maybe these dudes never had any intentions. Maybe all this was smokescreen. I get the whole media thing, and yes, maybe the media did do something to persuade Kyrie to go to Brooklyn instead of the Knicks. But at the same time, even though it's not the same media, you know, obviously, you know, when you talk about the Mets and the Yankees, obviously the media on the Yankees is tougher than it is on the Mets. When you talk about the Knicks and the Nets, the media on the Knicks is tougher than the media on the Nets. Who, maybe his dad is using that as an excuse also, man, Mike, to say that's why his son didn't pick the Knicks.
Well, you know, not for nothing. That's another thing that you got to think of too. It's you know, I called it bogus before because not for nothing. Is there another owner in the league that would protect players from the media more than James Dolan? And this is why I don't respect these guys. If you really stop and think about it, you know, Jim Dolan doesn't even he doesn't let some guys. He didn't let the Daily News into RJ Barrett's.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. So don't tell me, you know, it's too difficult. It's too whatever you want to call it. It is a tough media, and these guys are absolutely sensitive. I mean, Kevin Durant and Kyrie losing and for the New York Knicks. You know, some of these guys, it'll destroy your career. You know, don't think. You know, you can blame Phil Jackson all you want for Carmelo Anthony, but at the same time, it's not like Carmelo Anthony was playing great. It's not like the media wasn't destroying him. It wasn't. There's a lot going on there. It wasn't just the Knicks did him wrong. You know, that's a fact. You know, you're 33 years old playing on one leg. You can't jump anymore. And the Knicks, to me, seem validated by the fact that Houston took 10 games to realize that Carmelo Anthony wasn't very good, and one of his closest friends is Paul, and OKC couldn't wait to get rid of him. He wasn't even playing in the playoffs. So, to me, they're validated. So, if you're looking at the Knicks
for the playoff run, nobody.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If you're the New York, if you're looking at them and saying they did something wrong, to me, that should have been the media jumping all over to say, hey, you know what? The New York Knicks got one right. They got out of that contract. Bill Belichick says it's good to get out a year early than a year late. And the New York Knicks got out of that a year early, and they got draft picks for it. They got Enes Kanter, who until his freaking meltdown this year, was pretty damn good. It worked out, man. I don't know, man. That's why I say I look at this front office, and this front office has done everything the right way. And I think it's unfair to blame them. And I think they need to just stick to the plan and keep building. Except I just wouldn't be throwing money out at anybody.
All right, so there you have it. There are the NBA free agents' comings and goings. So now let's move on to baseball, Matt, Mike, before we close the show out. And I just want to get your opinion on the All-Star game. Well, not the All-Star game, but the players who have for the All-Star game. And I just want to ask this question to you, Matt, Mike. Okay, because our New York Yankees have one of the best records in baseball, correct?
Yes.
How in the hell are only two players starting in the All-Star game from the New York Yankees? How did Gleyber Torres not earn a starting spot in this year's All-Star game, man, Mike?
Well, for starters, where is he going to where do you want him to start? Well, the issue with Gleyber Torres is this, Lloyd. It matters how many games he started at shortstop versus how many games he started at second base. If you want to be, and I agree with you 100%, he's screwed over by circumstance. But because Didi came back because of his ability to play second base to give other guys days off, Gleyber Torres has not played a full season.
It would be safe to say that he's played more games than DJ LeMahieu at second base, right?
No, because remember something. When Urshela took over the starting third base job, LeMahieu moved to second base. LeMahieu was the starting second baseman, and Gleyber Torres was the starting shortstop. When Didi came over, then all of a sudden LeMahieu is being a rover again, and Torres at second base.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
I'm sure if you look at it. So that's it's unfair, man. I understand where you're going.
He answered my questions. But damn it, I'm pissed off.
No, you have every right to be, but it's that's more about circumstance than it is player, and it's pretty sad to see it.
And Houston has three. They have, I think, the Astros have three players going. Brantley, who you've raved about.
Mike, you're right about another one.
And their third baseman is going. And I think they have an outfield.
Can you imagine where this team would be if Michael Brantley was playing left field instead of Brett Gardner?
Listen, the Knicks love Brett Gardner. They love Brett Gardner, like heavy set people, like a buffet stand.
Like the fat kid from Matilda loves chocolate cake. Unreal,
you know,
man.
They're in love with this dude, man. You know, you have that child that can't do no wrong. That's Brett Gardner when it comes to the New York Yankees.
But I'm just saying, think about that for a second. Think about, and all it took was Michael Brantley. Michael Brantley got 2 years, $30 million, $15 million a year for 2 years. LeMahieu gets 2 years, $24 million. And then all of a sudden, yeah, maybe we'd be losing our minds that they didn't chase, you know, the other guys. But at the same time, I'm just saying, like, if you were going to give Gardner eight, I've been dumbfounded. I'm like, when I heard that Brantley news, I was like, son of a...
Pete Alonso is participating. Oh, my God. Well, before I get to Pete Alonso participating in a home run derby, man, I'm like, what in the hell is going on with the Mets? I think they set a record for most blown games or blown leads by major league team.
I think they have 25 blown saves
in
the first half.
Was like back-to-back months
baseball
with eight or more?
Yeah, it's been ridiculous.
Man.
Yes, it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's we said that, man. Their bullpen is bad. And it didn't make any sense to me. And Joe Rivera was on the show and he said it, Lloyd. He said, Edwin Diaz is a good closer. But he's only had one really good year under his belt and he was overused last year. These are the things that Joe said. He said that if there was going to be any year where there was going to be regression, this was going to be the year. And maybe nobody saw it being this bad, but he did call it. If it was going to happen, this was going to be the year. And the fact of the matter is not just that he's bad, but it's that listen. And this is something that he said on our show too. And we kind of like, I'm not going to say we kind of pushed it away, but me and you, we never really gave much thought to it, right? They could have signed Zach Britton. And Adam Ottavino, they could have done that to go along with their, you know, their starting rotation, right? Jeff McNeil could have been playing second base, and J.D. Davis, I believe his name is, could have been playing third base with Todd Frazier, right? These are things that could have happened. Instead, you decided to bring in Robinson Cano and Jed Lowry. Lowry to play third base, Cano to play second base.
Hasn't played a damn game yet, regular season game at all.
Correct. Correct. But you see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, though, is that Gritton is making $13 million a year. Adam Ottavino is making $9 million. That is what? $22 million for the year. They're paying $12.5 million to Robinson Cano, and they're paying $12.5 million a year to Jed Lowry. That's 25. I'm telling you right now, look at J.D. Davis and Jeff McNeil, and they're two of their better offensive players this year. And these guys could have been in your infield already, and then you could have spent that money in your bullpen. And I'd argue with you, we'd have a better team than Todd Frazier at third base, Cano at second base, and nothing in your – and Jed Lowry, who's done nothing, and nothing in your bullpen.
I forgot he was even on a team, man, Mike.
I didn't, and the reason I didn't is because they signed him, I believe it was the day before the Yankees signed DJ LeMahieu. So it's kind of hard to forget that they did that. And once again, I understand why they did it, because nobody knew LeMahieu, and I'm one of them. I'm guilty of it. I said, how can you call him a utility man? He's a Gold Glove winning second baseman. But he's been everything that they thought he'd be as a super utility first, second, and third baseman. And listen, it plays.
Yeah,
so
that young man is playing some solid damn baseball.
MVP. Yeah. I say, yo, his numbers. He's got a 922 OPS. He's hitting 343 average. He has a 343 average. He's hitting 922 OPS. He's got 61 RBIs, and he's got 12 home runs and 17 doubles on the season. Think about that. What else could you ask for? I'm sorry, he's got 19 doubles on the season. 12 home runs, 19 doubles on the season in the first half alone. He's on pace for 40 doubles and 20-plus home runs and 100 RBIs, and he's hitting 340.
Yeah, he's by far the Yankees' most valuable player thus far. And then Giancarlo Stanton on the injured list again. So if there's reports, he's going to miss an entire month.
You know, Lord, they went from saying that he wasn't even going to go on the IL. So then it was a 10-day IL stint because they wanted to get the extra body for London. And then he's going to miss a month. And this was my worry. Remember, and I said this, Giancarlo Stanton has only been healthy for 2 years in his entire career. His MVP season and last year. He's never been healthy outside of that his entire career. And that's what worries me. That's the guy that you chose to make the play for. And it works. I won't knock him because even though he hasn't helped, you won 100 games last year, 103, I think, or whatever it was, and you're on pace to win 108 games this year or whatever it is. So I'm not going to knock it, but it just goes to show you.
There you have it. So listeners, it's that time of the show that we all know and love, where we allow Mad Mike to do his thing on rant on something that's bothering him. So Mad Mike, get a listen. Is your rant for the week, brother?
Lloyd, I don't know if you watched this London series, but 50 runs, 30 runs and 37 hits on Saturday, another 20 runs on Sunday. If MLB is, I don't understand what the hell they're doing to the baseball. You can't deny that the ball's a juice. Listen. It's too much. Masahiro Tanaka and Rick Porcello combined to get 3 outs and gave up 12 total runs in the first inning. In the first inning of Saturday's game. Baseball has a real problem on their hands. Too much of a good thing is a bad thing. I know fans want home runs, and I know that MLB wants to bring fans back to the game. This is not how you do it. This is not how you do it. You got to cut down. 50 runs in 2 games. The Yankees, even if you want to say, hey, man, Mike, well, the Yankees did win, and they did score 29 runs. This rotation and bullpen gave up 21 runs in 2 games. 2 games to the Boston Red Sox. Are you kidding me? Saturday's game had 4 innings where of a total 6 runs scored by each team.
Yo, it was like
four
they used a special
innings.
Ball for London. Like a London ball. Like, it was ridiculous, man.
I felt like they used the home run derby ball. We all know that the home run derby ball is not the same ball. We all know that. They don't have to tell us that. We know it. The same way the celebrity all-star game uses juice bats. I know because They're on my softball team for a long time. I had some guys from MLB, you know, playing with them. I'm telling you, dude, it's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. And somebody told me some craziness that MLBPA, the Players Union, doesn't have any jurisdiction on the international games played. So MLB could have done a number of things. They could have moved the mound back 3 inches, 6 inches. Nobody would have known. I mean, if you think about what 6 inches is in the grand scheme of things, Lloyd, the 6 inches is nothing. A pitcher wouldn't know it. A pitcher's going to throw the same exact ball. The only difference is players that just miss pitches are no longer going to just miss pitches. And MLB has played with this. Remember, MLB told us, hey, we're thinking about moving the mound back, and everybody was up in arms. Well, no one would even know that they moved the mound back 6 inches. You couldn't even tell. Who's measuring? The Players Union has no jurisdiction out there. All I'm saying is whatever the hell they did to mess with the game this past weekend, they should be ashamed of themselves, and it has no place in the game. I don't care what kind of fan you are. I don't. This is not baseball, Lloyd. That's softball.
Yeah, I was watching that game, Mike, and softball. I was like, what in the hell am I watching? I couldn't believe it.
That was a celebrity softball. They were playing celebrity softball. Remember the MTV, Yo MTV, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Rock and Jock softball. Yeah. That's what that was. That was Rock and Jock softball.
Unbelievable. I mean, let's see what happens. And listen, if this All-Star game is like a 10-9 game, you know. Because the All-Star game has never been 10-9 games and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's been 3-2, you know, extra innings, you know, games going. I guarantee you, man, Mike, you know, this might be a game where there's going to be a lot of runs scored.
Yeah, it's
And if there's a lot of runs scored in this All-Star game, I mean, not that we don't notice something's being done with the baseball. But yeah, that London series was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Staggering. Because if you're back in the Bronx or you're up in Boston, there's no way in the world those teams are putting up that many runs in a game, man, Mike. Not happening.
No. Like, come on, Lloyd. 30 runs and 37
and that's done to promote the sport over there. Baseball is not a popular sport over there. And, I mean, people know about it. But you don't have kids in London picking up a baseball bat saying, I want to be a professional baseball player. Because the sports out there is soccer and, I think, cricket.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I get it. I understand what they did. But don't insult our intelligence. You know what I mean? Come on. Don't do it anymore.
It was bad. Whew. But listeners, that brings us to a close of this 100th episode. Me and Mad Mike still have something up our sleeves for you guys. We just wasn't able to give it to you today because of all the NBA madness that's going down. But me and Mad Mike want to thank you for supporting us and sticking with us. It's been a great run, and hopefully we'll continue to run some more miles, some more, and create some more special moments and feats. So listeners, please. Also, I want to thank our producer, Ayo Omar Baker, for rocking out with us. But listeners, please, have a safe and blessed week. And me and Mad Mike, I'll see you in 7 days. So, hey, yo, let's roll, baby.
100 episodes of the Lloyd A. Thompson and Mad Mike Sports Show have been delivered through all of the podcast channels, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Congrats to the fellas, Lloyd and Mad Mike. Very, very dope accomplishment. 101 starts next week. The NBA is on fire right now. All of the free agency that's been going on, all of the news, the headlines, seems like the Nets have grabbed the lion's share of the headlines, especially here in New York. Me personally, I'm looking forward to the Summer League, which starts on July 5th and runs July 5th through July 15th. I want to see some of these young guys run, see what they look like. But absolutely make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Brand new episodes drop every Monday. Make sure you head over to LloydAThompson.com. If you have any questions, you can submit your questions right there to be answered on the show. And follow at Lloyd A. Thompson, 2 L's by the way, on Instagram and on Twitter. Once again, make sure you subscribe. Brand new episodes are every Monday. So next Monday, be right back at that ass. I'm sure there's going to be more news in the NBA that the fellas are going to cover, plus everything going on in baseball right now. Mad Mike just let you know about the balls being juiced. The Yankees just can't stop hitting home runs. It's probably exciting to the kids, but very, very different league. We'll catch y'all in 7 days. Make sure you have a happy and a safe 4th of July. Peace.